And now we have Nimo Bassi from Nigeria, who is an environmental activist and poet. He is the chair of Friends of the Earth International and has just recently published a book called To Cook a Continent, which is about the destructive extraction and climate impacts in Africa. Nimo.
Thank you very much. I believe that the real test of this COP is whether at the end of the day, the delegates and politicians who pass a death sentence on Africa. The real test would be whether these delegates would show that they have blood flowing in their veins, or if they care about the starving children, the devastation across the continent, and across more island states and other vulnerable places in the world. We need to know if the delegates will continue to pretend that there's no problem in the world, that they can continue with business as usual, whether they're going to yield to arm twisting just because a few dollars are being hoisted about in the corridors. We want to send a clear message to delegates that finding a solution to global warming does not require rocket science. The peoples of this world met last year in April in Cochabamba and came away with a very clear, simple strategic document, the People's Agreement. The blueprint to fighting global warming is right in that document. And we find that leaders will meet, spend months, spend years, and now they want 10 more years, 20 more years of inaction. We are demanding and call upon the G77, the group, all the African group, the ALBA, the LOCs, to say clearly that enough is enough of this nonsense. We can't afford to pretend that nothing is going on while the world is burning. Africa must not be killed. We're asking that everyone in the halls, all those in the secret rooms, should know that what they're doing, the delays constitute nothing short of crime. And this cannot be tolerated.
Thank you.